Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Ann Smith, the Director of Academic Internships at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Ann, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Bob?
Doing well, and glad you're here today and to talk about the All Majors Career Fair that's going to be coming up on February the 10th. So give us a little overview about what encompasses a All Majors Career Fair.
Well, it's pretty much what it says. It's for all majors. We do have one more career fair coming up this semester on April 21st that's specifically for education majors. That's for the teachers and principals. But this one covers all the other majors. So this is juniors, seniors, and alumni.
Okay, so it does involve upperclassmen as well as alumni. So that's something to keep in mind.
That's right.
Now, would that be alumni as far as just graduates, or is that people who have attended and taken
that
courses?
That includes anyone who's ever taken a single course at ULM. You're qualified to come to this career fair and meet these employers.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the career fair and talk a little bit about employers and how they can be involved if they aren't already, as well as some other things that are going on, there's a special event coming up on the day before, on February 9th, which is actually a pre-career fair workshop.
Right. That's right. We've set this up with some of the local employers. Mm-hmm. They're going to come into our office, which is on the third floor of the library at ULM, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 9th, the day before the career fair. This is a pre-career fair workshop. The idea is those people who aren't totally comfortable with walking up to an employer that they've never met before and presenting themselves, this is going to give them some tips about how to go about that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, with that, it really opens up doors for people in so many aspects. When we're talking about the employers who have been involved with career fair before, what types of things are they looking for when they talk to applicants?
Wow. Okay. Well, first thing we always tell students mm-hmm. and alums when they're coming in for a career fair is to dress professionally. You want to look like a professional person.
Right.
You want to look like the job you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is to bring in several copies of a good resume. And if you're not quite sure of the quality of your resume, we'll look it over for you ahead of time. So you can send that to us by way of email, or you can come by our office on the third floor of the library.
Because I guess in the ever-changing career market, sometimes people may be looking for certain aspects. Things need to be fine-tuned on a resume.
Oh, right. Exactly. The latest thing that I seem to be telling students mm-hmm. who come by my office is look at your resume as if you were the employer and look for those qualities that you would be looking for if you were that employer. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you've been a waiter in the past, don't just say you served food.
Right.
You picked up dishes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what a business employer is particularly looking for. Mention skills that you showed in that waiter job. And these are some really important skills. Multitasking, problem solving,
mm-hmm.
public relations, marketing your product
right.
to make the maximum sale. Think about what those employers are looking for. And then that's how you describe your positions that you've held in the past.
If someone has attended a career fair before, is it advantageous for them to come and be a part of this one as well?
Oh, sure. You could come every semester and you'd meet new people. You could introduce yourself to new employers that you've never met before. Plus, employers keep resumes on file, but there's nothing like meeting somebody face-to-face.
Right. Talking with Ann Smith with Career Connections, Director of Academic Internships here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. How can companies become a part of the fair if they haven't signed up already? Because you're just right around 40 right now and continuing
right.
to look for more companies to be involved. So
right.
what can
yeah.
they do if they, they're actively looking at this?
Yeah, if you're an employer out there and you'd like to be a part of this career fair, you can go to our website and register for the career fair, or you can call us. But probably the easiest thing to do is to go to the website. Just go to the ulm.edu homepage and click on Career Connections under the quick links. When you get there, you'll see links to the career fair. Students, alumni can register there, and also employers can register there to be part of the career fair.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times internships play a big part of someone getting on with a corporation, a company. Yeah. There are a lot of things going on internships-wise. I know you mentioned, I believe, a webinar that's going to be occurring today, in fact.
Oh, actually, this is really exciting. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, Michael Walker, who is an assistant to Representative Rodney Alexander, is going to present a webinar at our offices. He's in Washington, but he'll be on the web presenting this webinar for our students, 3 o'clock this afternoon, and he'll be talking about internships in Washington, D.C. Then next week, we'll have another webinar. This was actually a series of three. We had the first one last week. But next week, on Thursday, February 11th, also at 3 p.m., we'll have another webinar on federal government internships. This one all over the United States.
All right. The All Majors Career Fair, it's going to be happening Wednesday, February 10th from 10 until 3. And Ann, again, website, they can also find out more about the employers that are going to be involved in the career fair.
That's right. There's a list of employers and the links to their websites.
All right. That website again, it's ulm.edu/career connections, and a phone number that they could call.
They can call us at 342-1144.
All right. Ann Smith, Director of Academic Internships, Career Fair coming up on Wednesday, February 10th. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bob.